What's up, Milf Gang Gang? It's your favorite super mom. Just checking in. I wanted to rant real quick just about all the current events that's been happening. And I wanted to particularly focus on like Black women history and how vital that's been in this election right now, especially with inauguration approaching and Black History Month approaching. Just all these things that are so important for our children to witness and understand. And as a mother of three daughters and one son, it's extremely important for my children to really absorb all this history that's taking place right now. In the beginning of the pandemic, I kind of forced them to keep like a journal, a weekly journal where they could log what they've been doing during the quarantine. And I told them that right now this might seem really pointless, but when you get older, like when you go to college or when my younger children are in high school, you could look back and be like, I survived a whole global pandemic and these were my experiences. Almost like your version of the Diary of Anne Frank. And I thought that that would be really appealing to them, and it wasn't. The journaling got really old for them, like really quick, and they were saying that it was just too much like schoolwork, which is absolute bullshit. But I really wanted my kids to be aware and intrigued by everything that was happening in the world right now, positive and negative. So I started this family craft project, a quarantine keepsake box that we deposit like newspaper clippings, magazines, funny memes, like memorabilia from like social distancing events, like my daughter's sweet 16 quarantine, or like our favorite games that we play during quarantine, like anything that's been happening or affecting us during quarantine. Like my daughter took these pictures from the Black Lives Matter Plaza celebration the day that they officially announced the win of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And these pictures were like so vivid, and just looking at these pictures and looking at these people and looking at like the inflatable Trump, like all of that stuff is a part of history. And initially I was a little leery about her attending just because of COVID, and it was like so many people down there. But afterwards, and after hearing her talk about it and just like showing me all the pictures, like I was so happy that she got to experience all that, that she firsthand witnessed all those people of all those different races and genders just celebrating and being unified. Like I think that was really important for her to see, and I think that she will remember and cherish that for the rest of her life. And I think it's those experiences that define people's character and really give children a glimpse at the real world and really shift their mindset. And it could ultimately spark, you know, what their life's work might be or what their path might be as they get older. So even prior to that, and as the pandemic was going on, and just as we learned about all these Black people getting killed, I made sure that they knew the backstories of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd, and Deion Kay, and those are just a few, you know. And I made sure that we watched the clips of the protest on the news and on the internet. We watched police run over protesters. We talked about the division that Trump amplified. I needed them to know exactly why I pushed them so hard. You know, it's a generational Black thing, especially for Black women. We have to work super hard because we don't have privilege, even as much privilege as, you know, like a Black man. We're still like the lowest of the totem pole. Black women are like, you know, we don't get credit where it's due. And I also had to teach them about just the negative stigmas that come with being a light-skinned black person, and that you may have friends who may be browner than you that may get treated differently just because their skin is darker than yours. And that doesn't make you better or privileged, and it definitely doesn't make them less than. But I just wanted them to be aware that these things are out there. And I think that the variations in skin tones and textures of hair, like, that's just the beauty of being black. That's just the variety of our race. And to understand our culture and to see that our influence is everywhere, that's something to take like real pride in. And I wanted them to really comprehend that. And I think that living in DC right now during this political warfare has been hella interesting and entertaining for them. We briefly talked, more like criticized, the insurrection on the Capitol, but I had to redirect their focus to like the true groundbreaking history that happened in Georgia the night before. And behind all of that was a diligent black shero, Stacey Abrams. And it is like so imperative that I educated my daughters and my son on her story and her life's work. And this is the representation that the world needs to witness. And it was really important for my daughters to just know that and just understand her story and where she came from and everything that she strived for and what she did, and the outcome of those results was the first black senator in Georgia. So I follow an Instagram handle entitled What Would Black Women Do, and there was this awakening post that showed the world what educated black women are capable of when we support each other. And in this post is a picture of Stacey Abrams, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and Kamala Harris. And the caption read, "A black woman from Spelman helped get the vote out in a city ran by a black woman from FAMU to push a ticket with a black woman from Howard over the top. Thank you, black women, and thank you, HBCUs." Now, that is the epitome of black women history right there. Like, educated and opinionated black women are standing up for their communities. This is the real black history of right now. Those stereotypes of black women being angry, loud, and ghetto, and overly sexualized, put an end to that toxic shit. We are not angry. We are determined. We are not loud and ghetto. We just demand to be fucking heard. These images that depict us with nothing more than fat asses and twerking and being on our backs when we've been the backbone of this ass backwards country since the beginning of time. Black women are standing up in the Senate, in the Congress, and in the motherfucking White House, and we refuse to be silenced or stand by for any more systemic racism. We are our ancestors' prayers. This is the time to be alive. Like, what a time to be alive. The future is female, and the future is definitely female and black. With that being said, my oldest daughter is a sophomore and is already taking SAT prep and taking virtual college tours and shit. Like, I'm not ready. And initially, I wanted her to go to an Ivy League school because I knew that with her intelligence combined with that type of education, like, her opportunities would be limitless. And I also thought that a black person with an Ivy League education, it gives you some kind of oomph that you might need out here in the world. And because she's grown up in the city and been going to school her whole life with people like her, I wanted her to get a taste of real diversity and be able to, you can still, you know, function in both worlds, you know. But I'm not not opposed to her attending an HBCU. Like, it's almost like a family tradition, almost, so to speak. Like, my mom attended an HBCU. My dad and my stepmother both attended HBCUs and graduated and got their degrees. Like, both of my grandparents on my mom's side attended HBCUs and got their degrees. Two out of my three little sisters went to HBCU and got their degree. I went to an HBCU. I didn't get my degree. It's a whole nother different episode, but you get the point. You know, so when she expressed that she had like a keen interest in Spelman, I was excited, you know, and I was also kind of scared because I'm still trying to wrap my head around having a whole 16-year-old and two real live teenagers in high school. So that's kind of crazy, but still, I'm trying to prepare them for the real world and the way that this country ultimately will see them and treat them. And I try to drill in their heads that everything happening right now is real Black history. I'm going to keep saying that. And our quarantine box will tell our history. Who knows how these future textbooks will spin it? Everything in our quarantine box are artifacts. You know, there are receipts of a time in history when Black women rose up out of the pandemic with a vengeance, a time in history where white privilege is running rampant with hypocrisy, a time in history where the leader of the free world is a racist internet troll spewing hate, ignorance, and division. A time in history where Black people don't have to get it out the fucking mud. We're giving back to our communities. We're buying back the block. We're teaching our children early about financial literacy and generational wealth. Black History Month 2021 is about to be just so lit. Like, Black women everywhere, this is for us. You know, the first Black and Indian woman to be the Vice President of the United States of America is happening in just days. You know, for every Black girl, for every Black woman that's been shut down, silenced, neglected, or discriminated against, Kamala is our voice of change. And to the world, she's speaking now. So let's make America whole again.